Mexican drug lord, best known as El Chapo, has been sentenced to life in prison. It happened during his federal court appearance today in New York. Joaquin Guzman was convicted for his brutal leadership of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, the world's largest drug trafficking operation. The 61-year-old called his trial unfair. Defense attorney Jeffrey Lichtman says his client was railroaded.
I'm not here to tell you that Joaquin Guzman is a saint. I'm not here to tell you that what occurred, that the witnesses were unusual than any other American trial. All we asked for was fairness. And no matter what you think of Joaquin Guzman, he still deserves a fair trial. Everybody does in America.
Noting El Chapo's background of prison escapes, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Brian Benczkowski says Guzman will not be able to bribe and kill his way out of this life sentence.
The long road that led Chapo Guzman from the mountains of Sinaloa to the courthouse behind us today was paved with death, drugs, and destruction. But it ended today with justice.
Pakistani authorities have arrested a U.S.-wanted terror suspect in connection with the 2008 Mumbai, India attacks. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has a report.
Pakistani authorities say they have arrested a radical cleric and U.S.-wanted terror suspect blamed for the 2008 Mumbai attacks in India, just days ahead of Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan's trip to Washington. A leading Pakistani counter-terrorism official says Hafiz Saeed was taken into custody in Punjab province while he was traveling from Lahore. He said Saeed has appeared before a judge and was ordered held in jail until the next hearing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. After a day of heavy political rancor, the U.S. House of Representatives, led by its Democratic majority, approved a resolution condemning words from President Donald Trump, words it said were racist, words he used to target four minority women members of Congress. In a tweet, Mr. Trump suggested they go back home. In fact, three of them were born in the United States. Here's AP Sagar-Magani.
It started with Speaker Nancy Pelosi's remarks on the House floor.
The comments are racist.
Leading to a rare procedural rebuke from Republican Doug Collins.
Can I ask the words be taken down?
There was a 90-minute delay, too long for the Democrat in the presiding officer's chair.
We want to just fight. I abandon the chair.
And Emmanuel Cleaver stormed off, leaving Pelosi's top deputy in charge. He decided the speaker had violated a rule against characterizing something as racist and put it to a vote.
No. The nays have it.
Pelosi's words stayed in the record. President Trump noted the whole thing, tweeting, quite a day. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, a close Trump political ally, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, joined the Republican chorus claiming the president is not a racist.
I really do believe that if you're a Somali refugee who likes Trump, he's not going to say go back to Somalia. A racist says go back to Somalia because you're Somalian or you're Muslim or whatever. That's just the way he is. More narcissism than anything else.
The United States and the world are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, in an AP interview, said that event was a remarkable moment during a remarkable time.
There was a civil rights movement. We had a hot war in Southeast Asia, a cold war with the Soviet Union, civil unrest. Yet we were going to the moon. And landing on the moon didn't only bring Americans together, it brought the world together.
Former U.S. shuttle astronaut Mark Kelly on Apollo 11.
I was a little kid at the time, so, you know, I was 5 years old when all this happened. But for our country, it's like a really big deal to send, you know, people, three men to the moon for the first time and get them all the way back. It's a tremendous accomplishment.
Much of the continental United States is feeling the effects of a dangerous heat wave. Meteorologist Andrew Orison spoke with AP.
We're going to be looking at a very expansive area of high heat and humidity, especially for areas of the central and southern plains eastward through the Ohio Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, and also the Northeast.
Key advice for those most affected by the heat, stay inside. Police in the United States and Italy have launched a crackdown on a Sicilian mafia family which is trying to rebuild its power base. Reuters reports that more than 200 law enforcement personnel, including the FBI, have arrested 18 people so far. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1. The Voice of America. VOA 1.